In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. I sure hope Charity didn't fly private down to Mexico for this storyline. This 20-minute appearance on the beach. 3 nights in the hotel waiting around.
A big portion of the Bachelor in Paradise budget this year went to
accommodating Charity.
Leads.
Flying leads.
For half a day.
Yeah, we got another one coming next week.
Yeah, got leads. Leads. All leads.
We left off last week, episode 7. We left off last week with Charity's arrival and discussion with Eliza about Aaron B's two-timing ways.
Charity says she got back home from her season. Do you think they don't have their phones? She made it sound like they don't have their phones.
I don't think
she doesn't have her phone.
I don't think so.
You don't think the leads got access to their phones at all? That's crazy. I'd never thought about that. I would have thought they'd had access to their phones.
If they did, then this would have come up on the season.
That's surely. True. Good point. Charity says she got back home. Her phone was bombarded with messages from an ex-girlfriend. This ex-girlfriend also messaged her family members and friends regarding Aaron, that Aaron was dating her and never told her what the situation was in regards to him going on The Bachelorette.
If you're Charity and you receive messages like this and your family members and friends receive messages like this, would it not make you less likely to believe that person's story?
When you start messaging the family, when you start messaging like 20 people that desperate to get this story out, I start to question it.
Or even me. Why would, I mean, yeah. You know, you wonder if there wasn't a TV show involved, would this person have taken the step to contact Charity and her associates?
No, I mean, it's a huge red flag for the information. I will agree with you there. It made me not believe it at all. I have no idea. We don't have the source here.
We don't have the source. Charity is talking with Eliza, and despite that story that she heard,
messaging the family is insanity. They probably messaged her back like, we have no contact with her either. What do you want? What the fuck do you want us to do?
Well, yeah, all
you've right. been mess. Like the person messaged them and was like, Charity's not getting back to me. Just to let you know, Aaron, who you've never met and probably never will meet. Like what? You don't even know if Aaron made it far yet. It doesn't, logistically, just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Despite this, Charity tells Eliza, you know, Aaron's a good guy. He seems like he has good intentions.
He's a pretty good guy, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you talk with him.
Yeah.
About it. It just, this whole segment was odd and disappointing. This is not Charity's story to tell.
It was a big nothing. It was a non-story.
It was a non-story.
A huge non-story.
Keep in mind, Aaron went on a date and a half with her on a TV show. I don't know if Charity should be like the arbiter of his relationship fitness. This is a rumor from someone about Aaron's behavior before he knew any of the people on the beach, and yet his reputation is at stake. It doesn't matter if you or anyone else on the beach thinks Charity is honest. This is hearsay.
Then she doesn't seem to believe it herself.
She doesn't seem to believe it either. She's
so
like,
I don't know.
This they is made nothing. Me come down here.
Yeah. They flew me out here. What am
they
I going
to
do?
Flew me out here. Obviously, I have to play ball. Yeah. They got me in the suite. I hope. I'm rooting for you, too. I hope you do great.
I hope you guys. Yeah, that's where it basically ended, was like,
Yeah,
that's her letting both of them know she doesn't really believe it, and she's rooting for them and wants them to do well.
That was my takeaway from the Charity and Aaron discussion. I also believe that Aaron still loves Charity. Other than that, kind of worthless.
Hold up, Rim.
Kind of worthless. No, I'm just kidding around. Kind of worthless segment. They tried to make Aaron look like a scoundrel. He's not a scoundrel. Maybe he's a little cheesy at times. Maybe he generates jealousy with the way he tickles the ivories in a way you could only hope to. But he's no scoundrel.
I thought we came to the conclusion that he's not a real pianist based on what
someone
said.
That's what I said initially. But they had him doing. They have him doing it in the intro package, so I can only assume that he knows how to do the keyboard. Finally, Aaron and Eliza.
Yep.
He keeps referring to this person as his disgruntled ex, as like he's the head of HR or something. Like this is a disgruntled former.
Oh, would you expect anything less than from Aaron?
No,
Mr. No. Formality,
Mr. Formality. Eliza is willing to continue taking it slow. She wants to sleep on it. They agree to breakfast in the morning, which is their thing. Meals. They made it through the storm, and now we're ready for marriage.
Rim, emergency pyramid section.
That's a horrible noise. Pyramid emergency.
Aaron and Eliza, you have been moved down from the superstar tier. Your story is a non-story. The story I was waiting on is nothing. You're moved down. You are now stars. I'm sorry. You may now go back to your regular programming.
Stars who may live happily ever after.
They might. But not stars that I care about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Should we move? That's it.
Go ahead. That's just an emergency message.
Can you move
message.
Charity down for participating in this sham of a segment?
Charity's not on this right season.
She left.
She left.
Insane that she came all the way down here for this.
She left. She
and
left.
Then left. Hey, Aaron's ex messaged me.
She didn't even do an activity.
No, and then you should really talk to him about it. Also messaged my family.
I'd say Charity tricked production, if anything.
They had to have her come down.
They said,
she was coming down.
You got anything? You got anything on Aaron? She's like, yeah, I got something. Not telling them that it's actually nothing.
Or if it's dependent
upon. She tricked them.
If they said, Charity, you got anything? She says, well, this is the production again. We got a trip down to Mexico if you want
you
it.
You have to get jet gas.
But you
got to
have something. We're gassing it up.
Guess
oh, yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got somebody.
Yeah,
and then she creates a
texts.
Burner account and messages all the. Then she cooked it up out of nothing. No. Moving on. Good segment. Kat is trying to woo John Henry to Olivia's dismay.
Yeah.
No surprise here. Kat considers her birthday celebration to last at least a week. That is, we guessed that and she confirmed it explicitly.
Yeah, we knew that.
She also referred to John Henry as an alternate on her list to the camera.
I haven't heard of someone as an alternate.
Yeah, that's tough.
Why can't you just make your list a little longer?
Yeah. She didn't even put a number next to his name.
Yeah.
The reserve
I'm just
pool.
Thinking about when I'm making my list, it's very rude to put someone in as an alternate instead of just having four instead of three.
Well, he didn't have the clout. John Henry's had quite the come up on this season. He'd be on everybody's list now.
Yeah, of course. He's a cutie patootie.
Then they frolic in the water a little bit in full view of Olivia. Not that far away.
What'd you think about Olivia's concerns that they were right in front of her? She kept saying it's a huge beach. Go somewhere else. What do you think about that?
It's not a huge beach. It's probably 200 yards in length. There's probably a fence on either side. They're like,
I was gonna say,
caged in.
They can't go anywhere on the beach. Like,
yeah,
there's parameters.
You have to
area. You have to stay in the parameters of the Bachelor in Paradise beach.
My concern with Olivia in this instance was she's too dedicated to her work as the narrator. She sees Kat and John Henry doing this. She gets a few lines off for the group, and then she puts her hair up and goes to the confessional room and lets it rip. You should maybe go down there and split them up. The leash is too long.
Well, Rim, it's
you're
a thankless job being the narrator.
I know. She's too dedicated.
It's a thankless
I wish she got
job.
A bonus because it wasn't worth it. She lost her man because she was too busy narrating.
That's exactly what happened. She said, oh, I see you motherfuckers. Let me get to the confessional.
Let me get to the confessional.
I got to get some stuff off.
How about you go, hey, do you mind if I steal John Henry?
Well, Rim, say what you want. That type of dedication to the show and production why they told Brayden to give her a rose later. So that's why she's still here.
That's why they sent Michael down later. That's why she'll be back next season. That is why. Yeah. You're right.
She's been great.
Next morning, you know I had to send my girl a note for breakfast. You know I had to do it. The cherry on top. Bag of tricks.
Listen, Rim, I'm moving them down again. Emergency. Emergency parent. They're in a new tier. I've created a new tier here at AB's pyramid. It's the Z tier, Rim.
Oh,
this is the fifth time I've heard about him knowing her breakfast. I don't give a fuck about you two anymore.
Do something.
You're
else.
In
something
the
else.
Newly made Z tier. It's not on the pyramid. It's off to the side. There's a side guest house of the pyramid that people will stay moving forward if they don't deserve to be on the pyramid because they're too boring and corny. Okay? These two are moved to the Z tier of the pyramid. Isn't a real tier. Thank you for your time. Back to your programming.
Wasn't dirty enough for my taste either. I would like a little dirt as well.
These two are
a cute couple.
I have heard about
bad
him.
TV now.
He's told me her breakfast 3 or 4 times at this point. I know her breakfast, and I don't want to know her breakfast. We get it. You two know a lot about each other. Now get over there.
There's a note like this in the mailbag, which we'll get to later, but there are not a lot of strong couples on this season. There are not a lot of couples that I look at and think they're in love.
There's no strong couples.
Yeah.
Well, especially because
they might be one. They're one of them.
They're one of them. The Maybe one the of them one. I legitimately completely forgot about until the rose ceremony, but there is one more, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, Avon and Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot they were here until Jesse said, Avon, come on up here. I said, whoa. I Avon. Forgot about Whoa. Avon. What are you doing Whoa. Here, Avon?
Well, Avon and Kylie are together. The only time they're not together is when one of them has to let their dog out. They share a dog. Anyway. Back up off Aaron is what I'm saying.
Well, he's moved down 2 tiers since this podcast started.
So we go from Eliza's breakfast to the cocktail party.
Hmm.
This is egregious what happened here. Blake and Genevieve were on a date.
We didn't see any fallout from the Blake situation at all. No. I almost wonder if nothing happened. That's why.
Blake and Genevieve were on their date. We did not see them come back. We did not see him talk with Jess about it.
Nope.
We are led to believe that this was the day prior.
Yeah, they're trying to make it seem like the next day is the first time Blake and
24 hours
Jess
later.
Talked. Was the date the same day as the...
I think it was.
Was the date the same day as the rose ceremony? Is
I
that
think
what
they
happened
concocted
here?
A day. This last two episodes has been one day, and they made it seem like they did.
We know what's going on. The rose ceremony was the same day as that Blake date.
I agree.
We know what's going on.
And Brayden and Becca. They returned from their date. We didn't see that. We didn't see a conversation between Blake and Jess.
Brayden and Rachel.
Tyler and Jess made out. Nothing happened from that.
No.
It felt like I skipped an episode when they went to this.
It makes you wonder if that even happened. Was that?
Yeah. Was it AI?
Was it AI? I have no idea.
My other notes from this portion is Sam pooped, though. That's good to know. Glad we spent some time on that. And
I really thought we'd have her back. Maybe next week.
Brayden is wearing a spectacular shirt. That's the only other note I have on this cocktail party. It was... I like shirts that look like costumes, and he pulls them off.
Of course. Of course.
Cocktail party. Pilot Peter tells Sam, the Canadian, she's got a rose coming. Tyler does the same for Mercedes. Hours after he kissed
Tyler
Jess.
Just
kissed Jess.
Did it happen?
Anyway, that's him wiping
as
his
as if
mouth.
Nobody... Is anyone going to bring that up to anyone? Is Tyler going to bring that up to...
Yeah.
Who is it? Who is it? Mercedes? Who's
Mercedes.
He with?
Mercedes.
And then Blake's with Jess. Is Jess going to bring that up to Blake, or is Tyler going to bring this up to Mercedes?
Nope.
Before the rose ceremony. Seems like they should.
I'm okay with this kind of stuff in general. But that's like three, those are like the three biggest storylines from last week, and they disappeared, and it was as
disappeared.
If it was very strange. I would have liked at least a little acknowledgement. The loose ends were not tied. Brayden and Becca are in good spirits. Avon and Kylie locked in.
Do you think as they move forward, though,
It's done.
That Jess and Tyler should bring this up with the person that they're with? You don't even think they should bring that up?
It's done. It's done. Okay. We will never hear of any of that stuff again.
Okay.
Half the people involved are gone. The other half have moved on. It's over.
That's fair.
Avon and Kylie locked in.
Don't care.
Aaron getting ready to do some gimmick where he offers Eliza a breakfast at the rose ceremony. Says Eliza, and then he rolls over a room service tray.
I know your breakfast.
Ting-a-ling, ting-ting. Will you accept this breakfast? They have a conversation where he declares his desire for exclusivity. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he's falling in love with her. Conspiracy corner once again. Eliza barely reacted to this.
Well, he's already told her.
He's already told her.
I'm sure he's already told her. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's my conspiracy AB.
That's my conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
I think he's already told her. He also, in the note, ended it with love, Aaron. Now, I know that's not the same.
It's on the bottom of the ladder, but it's on the ladder.
It's at the very bottom of the ladder, but it makes me think there have been some exchanges of I'm falling in love or something like that off camera that we didn't see. Because, yeah, there was no reaction here.
We're led to believe Eliza was like, that's sweet of you to say. That's what she said to the camera. But I was watching another show, and I saw a promo, and Eliza was saying, I'm falling in love with you, too. And she was smiling and all happy, and I'm pretty sure she was wearing the same outfit.
Is it the same scene? They just didn't show it to us in the... Okay.
They shouldn't show it to us, but it slipped through to the promo. I don't know what's going on with this. How about Jess, Blake and Jess?
Jess talks about how she missed him. She talks about the different things she missed while he was gone on her date, on his date that day. I think she just realized she messed up. It was a bad time to do that for her in particular, as the one not with the rose. I don't buy that anything that's happened. If she really isn't sold on Blake and wasn't a day ago, I don't know.
Or that morning.
I don't know what has happened that would make her. I still think she just kissed Tyler. I still think she's got other people she's hoping come down potentially.
You think this was that's what I'll say. Give me the rose.
I do.
And then she'll open it back up.
I do. I don't think this was. I don't think she's. I don't see what would have changed that made her want it to be exclusive now.
Yeah.
Missing Blake while he was on his date, I guess.
Well, his beautiful flecks of gray are glistening in the moonlight.
He
shout out to
good.
Blake for a little gray hairs in your beard representation. You don't see it often on this show. Maybe he should be the next Golden Bachelor. Blake Moynes, 34 years old. Yes, he remains steadfast in his desire to be exclusive with Jess, and she agrees. For the time being, AB predicts Genevieve is disappointed. Anything else on that?
I don't think so.
Tanner Otani. Making the most of his free agency courtship period. He's got them all lined up. What's your offer? Well,
what
I can
got?
Make out,
what
I can
got
make out with you. All right. Thank you, Davia. Well, Genevieve, what's your offer? Well, I can be a little shy and then we can kiss. All right. I'll consider that as well. I can like that deal. Rachel, former bachelorette, what's your offer? Champagne? And kiss? Deal. Signs with Rachel.
Deal.
Yeah.
Tanner Otani.
Tanner Otani, the smoocheroo. Anything else on Tanner?
No.
Olivia and John Henry. John Henry says, I like what Kat's been about lately. She's been acting different around me. Olivia says, well, yeah, I bet she has. She wants your rose. What did you make of Olivia giving John Henry this space to make this choice?
I don't know what else you can do if you're Olivia. You don't want to put a foot down, I guess. That'll push him even further away. So she's in a tough spot here.
Potentially,
she's in a tough spot.
I think John Henry just was never as into Olivia as she was into him.
That's probably fair.
I don't know the timeline exactly, but I feel like Olivia was coming off a my connection went on a date with someone else thing.
Yeah.
And then, oh, John Henry shows up, takes me on the date. I love this. This is what I'm all about. But John Henry was just, you know,
yeah,
flying by the seat of his pants a little bit.
I hear you.
Thanks to the Paradise Truth Box, we find out that Kat wrote a note to John Henry, meet me at the hot tub at midnight.
Is Wells in on this?
In on what?
I mean, reading the... Was he in on this whole thing? Can you... Is he an accomplice to Kat? Otherwise, why do they read it right before? I think Wells was in on this. And if I was Olivia, I'd be pissed. Like, Wells, I thought we're cool. How could you do this to me, Wells?
You can't trust Wells.
You can't trust Wells. Wells was definitely involved. That's what I'm telling you, Rim.
Yeah.
What? Well, it was like 11:55 and he's like, let's pull out the box.
Well, first he goes, is Olivia around? No? All right.
All right, let's check out this box.
John Henry, yeah, you got a babe up there waiting
Wells.
For you.
And you got to keep your eyes on Wells.
You do. Talk about playing ball.
Pushing storylines.
Kat and John Henry in the hot tub. Her two goals are in order. Number one, make out with tongue.
Make out with tongue, yes.
Number two, secondary goal is get a rose. If she got the first one but not the second, I think she'd look back on the night as a success. She'd be like, well, you know.
I got to make out with tongue.
It was a pretty good night. I got to make out with tongue. If she got a rose but no make out with tongue, I think she'd be disappointed. I think the next day she'd be cranky about what happened.
I think you're right.
And that's what happened in the hot tub. John Henry can see himself outside of paradise with Kat, something he has not expressed to Olivia that we've seen.
And he didn't bust out the helmet either. The gimmick helmet.
Well, because he wants to use his mouth. Someone tells Olivia about this. I don't know who.
It was the Canadian lady.
Okay, I wrote Sam.
Yeah.
Forgetting
are there two
that,
Sams?
Well, there was Poop Sam, and this is Canadian Sam, and I forgot about Canadian Sam, so I go, well, that couldn't have been Sam. She's gone.
I couldn't remember her name. It was the Canadian lady. She goes, hey, did you hear about what happened in the box? You left that note to John Henry. She's stirring up stuff, too.
Yeah,
I
like
that wasn't
Sam.
Olivia's note, Sam.
Was that you who wanted to meet John Henry at midnight? Because it's 12:01.
It's midnight. He's up there with someone. You know that wasn't Olivia. Why'd you come over there?
To let Olivia know.
You know that wasn't Olivia. Yeah, but she's trying to act like she thought it was Olivia.
Olivia thinks Kat is just playing the rose game, which she probably is. She predicts that Kat will go for the next guy to come down. I hope she does. And all that may be true, but at this point, you like John Henry so much, he's in a hot tub with Kat. It is too late to salve it. Like, it's over. The rose ceremony is tonight. Then we have the Olivia and Kat showdown. The first of many.
Down on the beach, the best place to have a showdown.
Olivia doesn't like how Kat's gone about this. Doesn't think Kat has genuine feelings for John Henry.
Which she doesn't.
No, both accurate.
Yeah,
truthful, but again, it doesn't. It's moot.
Doesn't matter. It's also too late.
It's too late
for you.
Nothing you can do. Yeah, Kat says something interesting. I didn't think we were good enough friends for me to have to tell you about this. Which I would love to see Kat's list of friends. I mean, Olivia is an honorable mention.
She's
alternate
an honorable
friend
mention.
On her list.
Yeah, she's an alternate friend. Yeah.
Here is a list of people I would tell if I wanted to pursue their connection. This isn't the other group, and Olivia's in that group. I would not tell them.
Do you think, me personally, OGs stick together. First people on the beach, she owed a conversation to another fellow first people on the beach, night one, OG. Mm-hmm. You owe that respect. It doesn't matter how close of friends you are.
That's
I really do believe
one that. One-on-one.
Those are manners. Those are paradise manners. Put that in the book.
Kat says, Olivia, you know, you've been disrespectful to others. Olivia says, how so? And Kat doesn't really follow up with that. And then Olivia disengages, Meredith Marks style. Hand
bow.
In the face, move with
bow.
Genuine intent.
Talk to the hand.
Away we go. And that's
talk to the fucking hand. Got you.
Yeah. Well.
Got you.
Let's take a break for the rose ceremony.
Time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How about this Becca thing? What, I mean, did you like this? Were you confused by this? Could they have skipped it entirely and not lost anything?
This is bullshit. And she should be blackballed from the show moving forward.
I think
never
she is.
To return.
I think Jesse made that declaration.
And it should be. He was rightfully pissed, just like I was. You stand there and you take your rose ceremony lumps like everyone else. Okay?
She was going to get a rose.
Get a rose or you
don't. In rose.
Well, that's the thing. She was scared of not getting a rose. So she's like, you know what? You can't fire me. I quit. But if you're going to be a part of the show, you need to get down there to that rose ceremony and take your lumps.
Get your ass down there.
Get your ass down there. You can't quit on rose ceremony night because you think you're not getting a rose. And that's what's funniest is you are getting a rose. You played yourself.
Yep.
You played yourself, Becca.
I think there was something else going on. This was so strange. I don't think
Very
she was
strange.
Nervous about getting a rose. She followed Jesse to the rose room and then didn't walk up the steps and instead took a left turn.
Maybe she was just
at
having
the last minute. It was very weird.
Maybe she was having an anxiety attack or something. I have
Perhaps.
No idea. And if she was, I feel bad.
But still banned.
But you're still banned. I'm sorry. You still are banned.
I just think they could have cut it out entirely. They could
probably.
Although I did like Jesse.
But Braden was upset. So
they could have just said, Jesse could show up and say, well, sorry, Becca had to leave. And then they would have had Braden to the camera going.
Would have still been the same situation.
Yeah,
been
the same thing.
It was just strange. Yeah.
I did like Dad Jesse in the bedroom. Comes in and goes, this place is a mess. Clean this up. It's a pigsty in here. Looks like a tornado came through. Anyway, get your ass down to the rose ceremony. Anyway, yeah. The roses are Aiden
did you
to Kylie.
Catch, wait, yeah. First, did you catch Tanner?
Yeah.
Just something to note. Did you catch Tanner
what are you gonna
asking
do?
Braden who he's going to give his rose to? I think he wanted to find out if he was giving his rose to Rachel so he could prepare on who he was giving it. Makes you wonder if he cares about Rachel that much either.
No, I think he was preparing for the situation in which Braden would go before him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so
who,
he would have
who's
time.
Who's his backup just in case? Yeah.
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 Okay, I think you're probably right then. Yeah, that was just interesting.
It was, yeah, it definitely was. And it kind of reminds you how silly it is that this order is just...
Just random order.
The last quarter of every rose ceremony is producer driven. Avon to Kylie, Tyler to Mercedes, Pilot Pete to Sam, Aaron to Eliza, Blake to Jess, Tanner to Rachel, John Henry to Kat. My note here was Olivia was two hands off. You let the dog roam to find a new home, and he's shacked up with a cat. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Cat dog.
Ghostbusters. Cat dog as well. Cat dog.
Cat dog. A great show.
Oh, yeah.
A great
it
show.
It came out right when I was like, should I still be watching this channel? And I did.
Yeah. Well, that made you want to. Yeah.
Put it behind Rocco's Modern Life, though, of course.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know me, I'm an alt comedy guy.
That's an alt cartoon.
That's alt.
I wasn't into Rocko's Modern Life. It was
no,
just,
you didn't get it. You didn't
well,
get
no,
it.
Here's
it
the
was
thing.
Satire. You don't understand.
Some of the episodes were good and fine, and then some they just would be like
really
be
existential.
The whole, it would be the whole you don't get it. It's like I'm 10. Yeah,
I'm
I don't
10.
Get it.
I don't
fucking
think about
know what
the afterlife.
I don't know what the hell's going on. So yeah, I wasn't into Rocko's Modern Life. Alt comedy, alt cartoons. I don't need an alt cartoon when I'm 10.
Brayden knows TV, so he offers his rose to Olivia.
Yep. I gave a fist pump when he did it. I really did. I swear to you, in the moment, real time, just let's go.
Well, that's OGs. That's first on the beach.
OGs sticking together.
Sticking together.
OGs sticking with OGs. He made the right call.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very happy for her to get another chance. I really was.
No roses are Davia and Genevieve. Mm. And then Becca left.
Davia, so Tanner, if we just look at what Tanner's been up to here for a second.
Tanner
with Tommy. I hadn't really thought about it completely. So Tanner was with Kat. He stole Kat from Brayden with one date. Tanner then goes on a date with Davia on Kat's birthday.
Yeah.
And ends the relationship with Kat for Davia. Then inexplicably.
It was a mutual breakup. It was mutual. Well, she broke up with him.
She broke up with him the day after her birthday.
Important detail.
Then inexplicably, Tanner, for no reason, at the rose ceremony, decides that he's not going to be tied down with Davia, and he's going to go for Rachel.
Yeah, and he made out with Davia at that cocktail party, too. So it sounds
like
he made out with two
other people.
Davia was probably expecting to get that rose.
Of course Davia was expecting
Genevieve
to get
was
that
hoping
rose.
To get that rose, and Rachel was also hoping to get that rose.
Rachel came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't Tanner. Think Tanner and Rachel had talked.
I don't think so either. But
just looking at, I got my eyes on what Tanner's been up to. He's
like
doing
it.
Some interesting things on this beach. He really is. If we're going to look back at his run on this paradise, and we're going to say, wow, how did he get away with all this stuff?
Maybe it's Tanner Jeter. There's no getting away with. He's not breaking. These are all free agents, too. Those three were free agents, and he got to
choose.
Yeah,
but it's funny what he's doing at the if you look at it all together, the birthday date.
He's just living.
He then breaks up with the person that is birthday, and then he doesn't even stick with the person that he broke up with her for the next day. He's this guy is moving around.
Yeah.
Doing funny things.
Next day, Tyler and Mercedes comfortable, but I predict he's going to bail on Mercedes. That's my prediction. Pyramid
Here's
climber.
One more thing with Tanner.
Sure.
He's not only breaking up with people, he's breaking up other relationships along the way.
This is the way it should be.
So he's going in, breaking up a relationship, and then he's not even with the person that he stole away from someone else. He's just moving on to someone else. So he's breaking up, he's broken up like three relationships already. He's doing something unprecedented.
Kat is annoyed that Olivia snuck through. I think Aaron asked Olivia if she was rooting for John Henry and Kat, and she's like, no, dude, I'm not rooting for that. I'm rooting for them to crash and burn. John Henry pulls Olivia, and he says, sorry, they wouldn't let me talk to you before.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to shower after I was in the hot tub with Kat for all those hours.
He said, I felt really bad about how he handled things yesterday. He felt like he disrespected her by not pulling her yesterday. He just said he felt really bad. She says, you will just want to talk to clear your conscience. And she is right.
He doesn't believe that Kat's intentions are impure.
Well, okay.
Well, see, maybe they leave together. Maybe him and Kat leave together.
Maybe.
I would prefer if she went on the date with the next guy down, enthusiastically jumped up and cheered whatever guy comes down. If she was like, oh my gosh, my number one
guy. Someone on her list,
she said that out loud.
If someone on her list that shows up that is not, you know, an alternate, I assume she would go on that date.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Then we have Sad Sack Olivia afternoon for a segment or two until we
get Sad Sack afternoon.
Yeah. And we know the next person is engineered to cheer up that sad sack most of the time. So enter Michael, one of the guys from day 26. I don't know he looks like an amalgamation of like two or three of the guys from day 26, a very famous band that everyone listening is aware of.
He says, well,
I wrote here, wow, they're finally bringing in people not on the franchise.
come on. No, wow. Those guys.
we're finally getting some fresh blood out here, getting some people in fresh off the street.
I'm pretty sure I made a Day 26 reference about Michael.
I don't know who this man is. Apparently, he was eliminated in week 4. I have no idea. I don't remember.
I remember seeing him. I do not remember hearing him very often.
Okay.
Olivia sees Michael since you've been gone and says, is that the name of the song? Or is it my confusing with another?
You're getting it wrong.
No, it's Since You've Been Gone. Day 26. I'm right.
Is it really?
And she is immediately over John Henry.
Day 26 had a pretty good album.
I'd say a great album for a made-for-TV band.
That band was pretty good.
Really?
They just had a lot of conflict amongst themselves.
Quanell was too young. He was too immature.
Yeah. You aren't lying
there.
He
was a real wild card for the group.
He was really busting things up. That group
Will was trying to hold them together. Maybe he looks like Will. Michael. Anyway, Michael pulls Olivia first. Maybe he's looking at Day 26 stuff now, so I'm just going to read the rest of this note. He offers her his sandals to protect her feet from the hot sand. Gentlemen. Their discussion centered around the fact that she is from Rochester and he knows someone from Rochester.
Mind-blowing.
So their conversation goes well. Olivia is obviously smitten with him. Then Michael has the gall to ask Kylie and Mercedes and others to chat. That's where we're left. Who's he going to ask to go on this date? I think it's obviously Olivia is my prediction.
Gotta be Olivia.
Lately, my prediction's been off, so what do I know?
Yeah, what the hell do we know? I've been wrong about every single thing on this season. I can't point to one right thing I've said.
The prediction game ain't for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. You would have asked me, I would have said Rachel and Brayden. Those two kids are going to make it. And then they basically broke up without a conversation even needing to be had. That's how insignificant their connection was.
That is genuinely upsetting, those loose ends. That's crazy
that
we
just
were not shown.
Not tied. There's a bunch of them.
That was a huge, big name couple.
And big name couple.
Disappeared without an acknowledgement.
Yeah. For no reason, too, because the person that they broke up isn't even here. Yeah. Crazy.
Updates to the Paradise Pyramid, other than the two emergency demotions. Yep,
of course. We only have one person here, Michael, new to the pyramid. He was charity season. He was eliminated in week 4, charity season. He's got 4,000 followers, Rim. I have to put him in the nobody
don't
cares.
Do,
I just
do.
Have to. I'm sorry. I have to. I didn't know who he was. I've never seen this man.
I remember him because he captains yachts for a living.
Well, that
so
sounds
I remember
awesome.
That job. Yeah,
he's got room to grow, but that no Instagram doubt. Following and my personal don't know who you are
recollection,
I got to put you in the nobody cares. I have to at least for one episode. I'm sorry, Michael.
Room to grow. It's gonna be crazy when him and Aaron, two ships passing in the night, when he surpasses Aaron. If you keep demoting Aaron,
I mean, I see Michael grow. He's not gonna stay here for long. But that's where he's got to start. He has to.
Oh, I think him and Olivia are leaving together. That's my prediction.
I think
we're,
I'm going to like
him. We're running out of time. Yeah.
Yeah, we are running out of time. I think I'm going to like... That's all there is for the pyramid. There's only one person added. I got no other movement yet.
We'll do a pyramid, full pyramid rundown later in the season.
Yeah, I'll probably do one next week. I think there's going to be a lot of people coming next week, maybe. Our final big
I hope not. We're
showing
almost
up.
Out. Almost out of time.
Are we?
There's like 3 episodes left.
Yeah. I think there'll be 2 or 3 people next episode showing up.
Well, good luck to those folks.
Yeah.
You're not finding love.
You're
the mailbag was
love.
Open this week. I don't remember if we asked a question. 773-234-7794. This is from 301. We mentioned this throughout the episode. Can we talk about the timeline we're getting from the producers? Every week, it seems like they skip 90% of the day and just jump to the nighttime. You're telling me Blake and Brayden both had a whole day on the beach after their respective dates and didn't talk to Jess or Rachel until the cocktail party? Double exclamation or question mark?
Double question mark. Double exclamation.
I'm assuming episodes are no exclamations for the record, just double question mark. Which is
I would have done question ex. I do my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I do question do both. Exclamation. I do them both. I interchange them, yeah. And the more I have, obviously, the more I question it. But yet I'm excited. Well, I'll go five.
Well, it has to be an odd number, and there has to be one exclamation or question that is. Yeah. More than the other, and that indicates which way you're leaning more.
Yeah, that indicates if I'm more excited or more questioning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm assuming yes. Episodes are being edited completely out of chronological order, and I'm so confused. Please break this down for me. Well,
we can't know. 301,
we don't know. They're liars. Everyone's liars and scoundrels. Everyone associated with this group, except Aaron. The only stand-up guy down there.
Only straight shooter down on the beach is Aaron.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder if the last three episodes of this show occurred in a 12-hour period.
I think that could be the case. Yeah, I really do.
Allison, referenced this earlier, do you feel like anyone is actually in love this season? I feel like in past season, Aaron. We've had major couples. Yeah, well, he was in love before he stepped foot down there. We've had major couples to root for and felt tension for them as the weeks went on, wondering whether or not they would get engaged. I don't feel like anybody in this cast is even close to that. But do I actually like the season more? Yes.
I wouldn't say I like the season more than any other season. I always love the seasons. They're all good. The cast is a little more boring, but I've liked this season, I think. I think Avon and Kylie... The more boring the couple is, usually means the stronger they are as a couple. So I think Avon and Kylie are a real thing and have potentially close to love.
I wouldn't say, I don't know if they're in love, but they're definitely.
I have no idea. Real. How would we possibly. Well, we haven't seen either of them talk in weeks. So I have no idea.
We don't want to.
I don't want to at all. I'm just saying they probably are in love. I would assume. Otherwise, they'd be out doing other stuff. The less you see from a couple,
the more in love they are.
The more they in love they are. So yeah, it's Aaron and Eliza, Kylie and Avon. I think those two couples are real couples.
Scroll up to the other couples to even see. No
Sam
one else is even close.
Pete, Pilot Pete, fake Pilot Pete, no.
Tyler and Mercedes, no. Blake and Jess, maybe Blake and Jess can get there. Tanner and Rachel, obviously not. John Henry, Kat,
Jess
Brayden,
just kissed another man, and so did Blake.
Well, you got to explore. Go Celtic says, disappointed Rim didn't point out the song that was playing when Tyler was making out with Jess was a banger with lyrics. I had a note about that. It didn't feel right mentioning in the moment. There was a song with lyrics. Last
episode.
Was this
a lyric song? What was it?
I don't know. Okay, I got a little theory going on. I hate myself, so I watched a couple episodes of the new season of Selling Sunset, the worst show ever created in the history of mankind. And they have a lot of similar sounding songs that are like...
Not
that
real
just
songs.
Similar.
Are these real songs?
I think these are not real songs on Selling Sunset.
These are not real songs.
I think they've played a song with lyrics on this season one time, and I think it was a fake song.
Yeah, I can buy into that.
Besides that, Go Celtic says, "Who did Rachel piss off? This whole season feels like it's against her. Even her opening skit is borderline disrespectful." Yeah, tough.
It's been a tough. In borderline humiliating season for Rachel, the lead. She's had a tough go from the jump, though, Rim. She had to share a season with someone that I think, in general, people liked more. That person went on to do Dancing with the Stars. She didn't get to do that. Now she shows up to Paradise. Well, what happened? Oh, she got cheated. The guy cheated on her?
Like, her and Tino had a big breakup. Yeah.
Big breakup. They did the whole Avon thing.
Yeah.
Now she shows up to the beach. She's the first one there. So before anyone's down there, it's no big deal. You get no big entrance.
I think leads aren't as big a deal in general anymore, especially the way they're.
I think they are
showing
though.
Them, but they're just proving to not be. They send four of them on Bachelor in Paradise. In the old days, it would be like, oh,
yeah, but it's
so-and-so
a big deal
here.
When they show up still. I genuinely think Rachel would get the least fanfare out of anyone, including
if she got that entrance.
If any of those people that have come down, obviously Hannah would be a way bigger deal. Charity would be a bigger deal. Who else have they brought down? And then Katie Thurston is coming down. Has Gabby been here?
No, but if she did.
If she did, yeah. I think there'd be, I just,
Yeah.
She's had a rough go. Now she's on a season and there's been three other people leads coming down for the show. It's tough.
I don't think she'll be back again.
she's been broken up with twice, I think.
To her credit, she has taken it in stride in a way that I did not. I would not have expected necessarily.
No, she's just chilling.
She was going into this rose ceremony like, I hope I get a rose. You know, if I don't, like, I get it.
Crazy.
But yeah, you're right. This whole thing has been like a candid camera Rachel season. Like,
yeah, who am I being punked?
Yeah, punked. Boiling points.
Yeah, this is a boiling points.
You know what, are you serious? You keep bringing fucking leads down.
What are all these leads doing down here?
You got them on the loudspeaker. Here comes Katie Thurston. Julia from Texas, the information that Aaron shared with Eliza was a little confusing and he probably did not need to share all those details, but I think he was just trying to clear the air by being honest. I don't know what Charity's going to say, this came before the episode, but considering her and Aaron left on good terms on her season, she literally brought him back for a second rose on Fantasy Suites.
Well, that's before she knew any of it, though.
I hope she doesn't have anything bad to say and they are just editing it to make it seem like there's drama. If she does say something bad, hater alert. Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. Thank you, Julia. Would you put this in the hater alert category?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'd put it in a gun to her head category. They made me do it.
They made me do it.
They made me do this. Thank you for the text to the Paradise Mailbag, 773-234-7794. I think we asked a question last week and got no responses. Who are you rooting for on the beach? What are the big couples? They're done. Nobody fucking...
There's no couples. Nobody cares about any of these people.
No.
In terms of who I care about?
Yeah.
Power rankings? You want those?
Sure.
Number 5.
Oh, this is off the dome. You're going deep. You're doing 5 off the top of your head?
5. Aaron.
Welcome.
I know. I'm coming around on the guy.
Yeah.
Number 4, Jess.
Oh.
I like her.
Sure.
Number 3.
She seems really sweet. She seems sweet.
She does seem sweet. Number 3. Rachel. Can my girl catch a break, Rim?
Breaking the mic. No, the answer is no. We already know that.
Number 2, Braden.
Number 2.
Obviously,
Braden.
He's the man. Yeah. Number 1, Olivia. Really hoping for her. She's been great.
773-234-7794. Paradise Mailbag's open. Let us know what you think of the episode.
Say what you want.
Sound off.
Sound off. Okay, that's all we have. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.